Okay, I guess we'll begin. Zechnishmas Abi Mari Yakov Yisrael Pilchas Zechnishmas Nani Oshir and us Yeshua Falach. So the topic of tonight's shiur is about Inyan Isser Halicha V'Derech Kodesh Matfila. In other words, are you allowed to go on the derech before you die? You know, a lot of people do this. A lot of people live far away. Say like you live in Lakewood, or live and you're working in the city, right? So a lot of people, they'll come even to the shul. They'll drive in from wherever, and they work in the city. They work in the city, and they're gonna, but they want to beat the rush hour or whatever, so they'll come early. And they'll daven here, so they went on the derech before tefillah. So the shaila is what is the halacha of that? Well, people go to the mountains both ways. They go like Monday morning. They're coming back. You know, the husbands whose family stay in the mountains. They come for the weekend. They come back Monday morning, and sometimes they'll drive to the city before they daven in the city. So is that proper or not? The halachic discussion. Because we'll see now the Gemara in Brachas and Yudalam and Aleph. So the Gemara says,
I don't understand something. What happens if a person's traveling with Tzarech Mitzvah, like a bris or something else?
Yeah.
The travel, you can travel 2 hours in the morning before you daven.
Yes. So, William, so what's the din? You're invited to a bris. And the bris is not next door. It's an hour away, the bris. So are you allowed to drive to the bris and you'll daven at the bris? Well, do we say no? Maybe you have to daven at home or in the local shul, and then go to the bris afterwards. Because what hat did you have to go on the derech for the matzvila? Osei b'mitzvah. What do you mean osei b'mitzvah? It's not your mitzvah.
Present there, but
you're not. It's not your mitzvah.
Server.
Yeah, you're a good friend. You're nice. You're a nice friend. You'll come to the bris in the morning. But that also the mitzvah.
I guess the Suda is a mitzvah.
Yeah, so maybe the question is, does a person maybe should die, the question is, should he daven at home? Even be Yechidus maybe. And then could go on the derech. What would you say? No? What do you say? Would it be better to daven be yichidus than to go on the? I mean, the minhag ha'olam is people go to prison. But the shaila is that mutter. Say you're invited to a bris, and it's not next door. You got to travel for an hour to get to the bris, so. So you want to daven with the minyan by the bris. So is that mutter to do? But do you have to daven where your local location, betzibur, or maybe even b'yichidus before you could go out on the derech? Because what Gemara says here, he says, "Amar Rav Ivi Bar Avi, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shien, also lo la'odim lasos chafotzot koruchis pal." That's one thing. Like you can't take care of your belongings before you daven. And then it says, "Amar Rav Ivi Bar Avi, Amar Rav Yitzchak, kol mispal v'chak yotzel aderech, kadosh baruch hu also lo chafotzot." That if you mispal first and then you go to the derech, then Hashem will We'll take care of your needs. Sounds like good advice. But if you look in the Rif, I don't know why it is. We'll see. The Rif had a Gersa. Let me show the Gersa that's Asr. Yeah, I think the Tlach quotes it. There are other Rishonim that say that it's that have the Gersa Asr. See if I can find it for you. I have the Gersa Asr. Not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just good advice.
It's in the tremendous. Sure, it's in the
Yeah, the Lashon HaShulchan, yeah. If you want to read in the Shulchan Aruch, look on page 2. It says, Osir lo v'sasek v'tzrochav, o leilach v'derech, ad she'ispal tefillah shmoneh esrei. And that's the Gersa of some of the Rishonim. So it's clear in the Shulchan Aruch that it's an Issa. Also, lo l'sasek v'tzrochav. It means you have to take care of things. You shouldn't. Leilach l'derech at she'ispal. In fact, this past Sunday was Father's Day, so I was invited to give a shiur in Great Neck, trying it into Father's Day. So it's online. So I had a choice. Either I could have gotten there at 8:30, davened with the Great Neck, be there for the shiur, or I could have. I was in Lower East Side for Shabbos, so I could daven where I was, and then. So I decided because of this halacha, it's better to daven local. There, I was even able to get in a minyan. I didn't have to daven b'yichidus. So the question is, if there's an iser, lots says l'derech kodem tefillah. So there may be a hanami. What's the nature of the iser? Well, the simple pshat question is the sasek mitzrachav means that you should be, you know, you shouldn't be taking putting yourself as a priority over the Ribbono Shel Olam. And leilach l'derech is also a type of thing. You know, it's a similar thing like. Yeah. Oh, so one day you want to say that you're on the way to daven, but you never daven. There's no normal person goes 2 hours to the davening. You know, if you have a minion 5 minutes away, so you're not going to daven. You're going to something else, and then you get in the daven. But this is, so is that legitimate or not?
Maybe a tour of the surface someone by a deep.
He's reading from the Taz. So what do you say? And in the Gra, in Yudalit, he says, Ukigirsas harif. There's a riff had the girsa of, not just like what Joe said, sounds like good advice. It says, Osir lo l'sasek v'tzrachav, o leilach l'derech ad she'ispal tefillah shmoneh esrei. So, what do you say? Yeah, we weren't taught this all these years. In other words, the minhag of people, they go wherever they have to go, and they daven there. Say, people come in. How many people daven in the shul live further away, but they work here in the city? They figure they'll come here and daven.
MTA.
And is it better? Is it better to daven?
My school also has shofars.
Yeah, your yeshiva. Sure. You're coming from home. Right. Oh. Arav, you're helping us. We're discussing the issue of going on a derech before tefillah. Meaning what? Say you live in Lakewood and you work here in the city. So are you allowed to go come here and you want to dive in this shul, the best shul? You want to dive in here? Well, you come to the city anyway.
Yeah, bris.
So you have a bris here. So could you go on the derech first to get here? You'll dive in here. Is that called going on the derech called a matzilah? Know what he said? There's an issue of going on the derech called a matzilah.
It's Gemara.
Yeah, the Gemara. I mean the Shulchan Aruch, the Rif skirs in the Gemara. Page 3. Also, Musasek Mitzrochem, Oleilach Baderech Achis Pal Tfilah Shmon Esrei. Page 2. See? Hey, mm-hmm. Test, Div Gimel. Now, the Riff had that. There was, we have a guess that says only Lasso Strach of Kormat Fila, and by Derek it just says, like the Rav Miller just pointed out. Right.
Seems like it's a credit. Why do we worry about it if yours is a firm, not our?
Because the Shulchan Aruch passed it. Yosef Karo. It's the Rifskis. Wow. Rifskis. So he was very into the Rif and the Rambam, Awesome. Look, he says, "Beferish." Also, lo the sasek mitzrochav, oleilach l'derech hachi spal tefilah shmon esrei. But yesh mekilah, yeah. Yesh mekilah lachash omer mikzas brachos. So is that a good kula? The verse is what? If you say brachas hashachar. Then you can already find a cool instead. Is that a good cool? So it goes to the riff. Read it. So the second paragraph. Yeah, what do you say?
Rebbe, is it a similar question? If let's say there's 1 minute in your town at 9 a.m. and you're up at 6 a.m., should you daven without them and just by them by yourself because you don't do your trachov.
Well, what do you have a choice? Is that a 6 o'clock minion or a 9 o'clock minion?
No, let's say there's only 1 minute, nine o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And you're up at six. Should you just dive in when you wake up or just stay there in your house and do nothing?
Wait, can you wait till nine?
Yeah, you can wait, but let's say you want to go work out, you want to go for whatever, you want to do stuff.
Yeah, you want to do stuff.
Should you stay put or not do stuff, or should you dive by yourself?
Right, in other words, is that advice? That's the halach of can't do. Also, the Sasek Mitzrachov. What's real? What? Yeah, the Riff has the favors, also.
Rebbe, we know that, let's say, on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do Sarche Shabbos before davening. So maybe if it's a mitzvah virus, that you can like over there, if you're not going
to find it. Ari Feldman says, it's brought down, we have to see the source of this. Ari Feldman says, you can be Oseik in Hachanis for Shabbos on Friday morning before davening. Well, yeah. Some
years
are
not
that possible
travel.
Some years. Read the years. So it says also there. Yeah. Oh, and what's this cooler? Einstein says it's cooler. And if you say mixes brachas, is that a cooler? Why is that a cooler? What does mitzvahs brachos have to do with anything?
Well, maybe it's called davened, meaning what's called gedavened as far as this is concerned. It says
you also have Pashas and Mishmon Esser. So where does the Ramo get it? So it's a Truma Sadesh in page 4. Take a look. And what does it say in page 4? Amashkim Omer Rochos Ushvachos Ad Baruch Shomar. Because he died in the first Brichas HaShachar until Baruch Shomar. Chazul Beisor. Then he went home. But also Tzvachot Chatzof Chafotzov. And then he went back and died. So is that right? It's interesting that he felt he wanted to say brachas to shul. So he went to shul, he said the brachas, and then he went out to did his shopping. And then he comes back to shul. So the question is, so the Maisa, he was always at Mitzrachov, called Matzfield, but he said some brachas. So is that good? So Rabbi Einstein says to me, so good. So what did he say? Shuva, you're at the love shop here of Oz. Says not good. That's not a good kula. And you know it's bavust in the Achrayim Shach that the Truma Sadeshin, he wrote the questions and the answers. It's not like someone sent him this question and he's giving an answer. He wrote the question and he wrote the answer. That's what is brought down in the post. So just so the Lamaisa, he said mixes brachas. So what does the Truma Sadesh say? It's not good. It's not a good kula. Why? The Garcina Payakoyre also the other Shiasa Chafotz of Kodushi's Bala. Who stomped Tfilo, who's cast Metalmud. What does Tfilo mean? Who Tfilo Shemar Nasre? Page 5. Imkei lo yoyal Masha Omer Brachas. This is Brachas Kvar. That's so you see that. So that's what the Ben-Sin Vosner has a whole tshuva about this. He says Pella, he doesn't believe the Rama even said it because the whole makor is the Truma Sadesh. And the Truma Sadesh was asked, is this a good kula? And he says, not a good kula. And then the Rama goes ahead and passes like the kula that the Truma Sadesh rejected. Because the Rama is saying you need the full Shmona Esrei. Now the full Shmona Esrei, then go because the day, do what you need to do. But if you, what?
You think,
well, the Ramah, let's see the Ramah. It's the Yudim Ramah, it's the Truma Sadesh. Well, that's clearly what he got it from, but it was the Shoyal, especially now with the Shoyal was also the Meshiv. You know, it wasn't two people here. So Saka of the Truma Sadesh is not a good kula. And he has a Beferish Gemara. It's a Beferish Gemara that it's not good. It's not a good kula. What's the Gemara? It's verse. Yeah. So the Shach writes, just like the Shach Asari. Shach Asari, no one asked the Shach Asari when Kirsch was the right son of Rabbah. He wanted to write a piece. So he, and he says, because the Gemara says, "Beta prakim shomim bea kovid." So how are you allowed to give shalom to somebody before davening? So he says, but if lemaisa, because you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, but if lemaisa brachas are enough, then it's not before davening this year. You already said brachas the beginning of davening. My story is that it's not good. Brachas don't count. So what do you say?
in the winter, very often people come before the net when they're traveling somewhere. They're going to work, even if they're not able to daven at home, and they come in because by the time they get time to daven.
Oh, so the Sabbat Rebbe on page 6, we're going over to page 7. What? Who's what? Where are you? Rebbe, is Sabbat Rebbe? Look at the Shabbat, I put the Shabbat
on page 6. At the end of the Truma Sedeshin, he brings a minik down that people that they did this.
Right. Even though he's...
So the Ramah's going with the minik, and that's what he just says, Tov Lachmi. The minik is to be made, well, but Tov Lachmi.
He's a Rabbi, but that is saying, right, he says there are some people, you're right, Rabbi Feldman is right, the Rabbi at the end says there, Reisi, Rabbi Hamadaklik, and Shayna, non lechs and Sachem, Shachem, Shayna, Chdazim, Chilu, that people wouldn't do Sachem unless they went first to Davin, not to Davin, to say Brachas.
Yeah.
But he says, but how does he end the Tshuva?
Right, he's not happy with it.
From Dina to Talmud or Kasafti.
Yeah.
That I think is wrong. So he tells it's wrong in the beginning. He calls people who do it, and he says it, and then he says it again.
Yeah.
So that's what Rabbi Tzion Vazman Mishtoimim. So the Ramah, therefore, is going to paskin on something that the Truma Sedeshin gives two claps to. He said, oh, that's...
Why did he do it then? Is it, or is it be suggested that it's a forgery or something, or a mistake?
Right, so that's what he wants to suggest. So maybe, yeah, I'll show you what he writes. I've been seeing Vosner from Muncie. He wrote this article many years ago in the Or Yisrael in Muncie. Yes, I'll show you it on page. Yeah, page 19. He says, this is what he writes on page 19. Kol on the bottom paragraph on the right side. Kol ha-ma'ayin tzedek imtza v'l'chor divrei ha-goa ha-lolu Ramon, ha-koh he-efshar to be pumid the Ramon yotsu. He-efshar sh-Ramon yati kul ha-koh v'koro v'chum sedeshen v'u atzmo posach v'siyin b'gnus ha-nogim ke. Oh. Yeah, because of the Lav Shapir of the Lassus Dover Hanogid, he says it's not right to do something that's against Mefarish and Gemara. You know, the Gemara was speaking about the Issa of Sheila Sholem before Tfilah and asked the Kasha from the fact that there's Sholem in the Mil Kriyashma. What's the Kasha? He already said Brachas before. The same Brachas before makes it Mutter, so then there's no Raya from Kriyashma, because Kriyashma is after Brachas HaShachar. So he says, and therefore the Pashup Shad is you need what? Shmon Esrei Daf. Yeah, that's what the Sama Rebbe said. Look what the Sama Rebbe says. He said, Pamachas Shehayu, page 7. Rabbeinu Bayora Hanofesh, Sharon Springs. Shehayu Kama Anoshim Shirotsu, Osum Berch Pameim, Shamukta Baboke. A lot of people want to go. Whatever they were on their trip, you know, very early. Shalom Sam Rabbeinu, my yeh in Tfilas HaShachar. Anu v'amshu yispal k'tas b'ucha sh'yegiyu l'ha camp. But yim tzu minyan asar, my Rabbeinu. Tendek l'fod of yalach, sh'yegiyu z'man tfila, tzvichem kodu l'spal m'chachach, tisu l'akichem l'chaim l'sholom. So he, you know, he says, simple pshat is, you're not allowed to go in the derech. Not allowed to go in the derek before it's FEMA. Well, where's your shul? Well, that's not going in the derek, it's going for shul. Oh, we'll have to see what's the deck. So, what's it? Oh. Yeah. Right. But when you go to shul, that's fine. But if you're going 3 hours to shul, you're not going for shul. You're going for something else. Well, it just happens to be.
Maybe you're liquid and you want to go to Hinkle Mosa and there's happens in the morning. And all you're doing is going to shul. Why not?
Yeah, but why did you dive in Lakewood? Why did you dive in Lakewood? The answer is.
That's going to be awesome. You're going to different shuls. I'm not.
You live in Lakewood. So no one in Lakewood, Dafka comes, even the best shul in the world, not going to come unless they have to be in Manhattan anyway because they work in Manhattan. So they'll pick the shul to come to. But why are they coming to Manhattan? And then they're done, but that's not the reason they're coming. There's a haraya on the day off. Somehow they're not going to. So is that called? Yeah, but the only reason you're going to Manhattan is because you want to.
Some places you buy offices. I need to have a place to have.
Yeah.
For those, you should have. Really go into the office.
Right.
And down the block. Down the block.
No, but they don't really want to do that. Because on Sundays when they're off, they don't come in from Lakewood to Davin because they don't have work. So why don't they go? They want to go to the shul. The answer is no. They want to go to work. Even go to the shul. Right. It's not because you want to go to shul. You're not making this trip to go to shul. You're going to make the trip. Yeah. In other words, you, like he's going to say, if some people want to daven for,
He still does.
He comes to learn. But what about Sunday?
I thought of something interesting. So we know that there's an Isra Achila before Davin. The Rambam writes, if you're an Adam Chalosh, if you're sickly, or you don't feel you have the Kayak to Davin, you could eat before. Yeah. So maybe over here the same kind of a thing. You're going to have a more geshmaka davening if you're not going to be late for work, if you're in the proper place.
Yeah. You
the same logic? Is that Rambam that you can eat before the davening?
You say, Brother Ari is saying, as the Rambam says, re'evim utzmeim. They're not going to have proper kavana. They can eat something before davening. Because otherwise they're not going to have yishuv hadas.
So this is the
sixth. Yeah. Oh. So,
how am I getting worked up about a Gemara which we don't even have?
Over the riff. But the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't matter. The Shulchan Aruch asking. Because because Rav Yosef Karo paskin this way. If he went to paskin this way, then in the Hanami we wouldn't get worked up. But since he paskin that way, so then what's the.
Sure.
What's the heter to go against the Rav Yosef Karo?
The Truma Sadeshan also
says he doesn't like the school.
It's the show.
He says it's against the Gemara.
So
Shumash Adesh is just pointing out that there's a minute that the Ramah quotes that people would say Birkas HaShachar, and then they would do, you know, what they needed to do, and then they would end up davening Shmoneh Esrei after that. They would say Birkas HaShachar. The Shumash Adesh says it's not a good minute. And the Ramah quotes this minute that the Truma Sedeshin repeatedly says it's not a good minute.
Well, he brings it as a riot that there is such a minute. Our minute, which existed before
but it's interesting that he's
our minute.
Yeah, it's our minute that he thinks is against the Gemara.
Well, how, I mean, how are people Nohag today? I mean, going back to.
People who go 2 hours from Lakewood to come to the city. They'll daven,
And would people do like a little bit of work? You know, I always thought that you could, you know, I mean, like otherwise it's kind of like what Mark said. If you're davening, if you're going to go to a minyan at 9 a.m. and you wake up at 6 a.m., you have to, stare at the wall for the next 3 hours. Like, what are you allowed to do?
You could learn. So Ramosha says this thing, this far, this Mechudish Dikah thing, that he was here on page 9, Masaris Moshe, his notes, his diary, and Sakim. He writes, the second arrow, Tavdu Sikh Sha'alti Rabbeinu, page 9. He says, "Shalzi Rabbeinu, lama mutar leilech the bechayis l'mokem rochok mispala? She'ika kavanosu leilech sham l'tzarch acher, right? Kikon lishol she'elus b'mitzvah poyin shem seila Rabbeinu shol she'elus b'chetzvila, or leilech bar mitzvah stamhu rotzel leleches l'mokem rochok yishu mokem yosik harv she'yuchol sham l'spala. Veishu Rabbeinu shema b'kach. Putol adam lahachlid she'rotzel dafkel l'spala be'ez mokem. This is a chiddush, Rav Moshe is saying. You can decide." You want to dive wherever you want. You want to dive in Niagara Falls, so you can drive to Niagara Falls and then dive there. Even though, that's not why you really want to dive there. So that's a chiddush, even though you're doing it for a different reason. But you're kovei.
It's a haram.
So the Kloisenberger, the Divrei Yatzin, he was the one who put his foot down on this. And look, his psak is not the Mekubal Dikah minute. But he says, well, you have a bris here? You live on the west side. You can go to the bris. You live someplace else. Live someplace else far away. And you're going to travel to do for the bris here, but so once you're coming here, you'll daven here also. So he says, that's us. That's what the Kloisenberger held. He says, there's no hetzer. Here says, Harif, Harash, Tumah, Hosol, Olam, Latz, Is Ladech. And therefore he says that, Slach, on the second column, page 11, and he says a chiddush that's from the tzlach that a siyas tzrachav. In other words, if you need to go to the bakery Friday morning to get challahs for Shabbos, you go later. It might be difficult. You can go before davening. But the derech never has a head. The derech is even more chomer. Because it's a bigger undertaking to go on the derech. It shows. So he says, but you can't go on the derech. You can't go on the derech So you, even if you want to say eating the Suda's mitzvah is some type of mitzvah, but that's only, yeah, look on base, on base, on page 11, the left side, on base. And he said, the chomor yotzei ledech me'asiyas hafatzav. That yotzei ledech is more chomor. In other words, asiyas hafatzav might be butter if you're doing it for chefzei shemayim. Going to the bakery Friday morning, get the challahs. But go ahead and, but that's because it's only at Sikh, you're not going on the derech. But going on the derech, there's no heter, you have to say Shammai. Because that's too much. That's a more chomerdicker thing. So that's what he said, an unbelievable thing. That for a bris milah, you should daven local or daven at home.
Is our derech the same as derech of the Gemara?
Meaning, let me hear what you have to say.
It's not in the code. Maybe you say it's only in the Tachum. Maybe the Tachum is okay.
This would be the best thing to have to go on the Derek.
You say maybe
it's... You drive to Lake, but you don't say it's...
And soon. I say it's real to that. To Lake, but... I say... yeah. Yeah, so that's a question when you should say, not say.
You don't say still isn't there. That there?
Oh. So. Or let's see him, page 13. I've been seeing Abba Shaul. He was the Rashi of Parat Yosef. He was one of the big spied and Gedolim. He's one of, no chief rabbi. That's why you should know. In the Satmar Sfarim, they'll quote Or Lezion, whereas they won't quote people who were part of the
Zionist establishment.
Yeah, because he was never part of the Zionist establishment. So Rav Harfenis will quote him in the Sefer, but he won't quote other people who were part of the Zionist establishment. What? No.
I can see Ashkenazi people.
But it became part of the political by the government. So he says a chiddush. It's not going to help in all cases. He says a chiddush. That a derech has to be a shear. He says, "Venira, she calls it benoseh biyoseh mishav v'chomish." An hour and a quarter. Although pachos mikan ain't who nechshav yotzei l'derech, k'moshe l'tzim le'in brichas agomel. The brichas agomel, or pachos mipasu shear shav v'chomish ainu mavar. So, in other words, if it's less than an hour and a quarter, then it's not considered derech. Even for these pashup shots, it's only a din for other areas of halach, gold mill and things like that. So halicha l'derech kodesh tefillah, he thinks it's also. One second. Yeah. You see, but when you go to the coast, so you want to go to the coast. So people will travel.
Right.
Yes. He wants it down by the coastal, so then you can daven even if it takes you 2 hours.
Why is that?
He can, because that's the Iker Kavana, is for the tefila. But if you're really coming in, oh, you're right. So there's the same thing. Say you want to daven with a special minion. So Rav Harfenis has a tshuva about that. Let me see. Let's see. Yeah, one second. Let me find that. I think he says it apart from this. One second. Oh, take a look. Page 26. It says, "When so ba'auto lebeis a medrash shal pnei adoso or admor shalom sheish minyan samuchlo." Because you have a minyan right next door, but you want to travel for 2 hours because you're a baba v'chassid or you're a sad v'chassid. You want to daven with the rebbe, so he says, "Im chavanoso and sol d'sham they should sham yuchal lechavin yosef b'tfiloso or mispalim rabo they should sham mispalim b'leitus." The daven slower, it's a better davening. Or shasham yesh takana shalosu l'socheich b'meis ha-medrash. Shaper domi, shu nesil l'tzoch ha-tfila. So even if it's a nice mahalach, you have every right to say, if you come me here, I have a right to say I can go in the derech because I want to daven in the shul. But
so then why can't you say that your kavanah is for both things? You want to daven in the geshmakim and you want to daven in the beforehand shul in the morning, and then you also want to go to work. What's wrong with that?
Is that really your kavanah? The question is, what happens on Sunday? Do you go on Sunday? And that's megala, what your true kavanah.
No, but the chassid over here, he's not staying by the rebbe all day. He's going there for davening, and he's going to do whatever he's going to do.
Yeah.
He's not going there every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he speaks to her about the Monday morning. People go to the mountains for the weekend, the family's there. So they come up for Shabbos, and then Monday morning, they go back to the city, and they daven in the city. So is that right? Or should they daven better before they go on page 23? Yeah, Rabbi Batin, Hashoyim b'kayitz, but the owners are kayitz. If Yom Beis, but Boker knows him was Chazara la'ir. But Tzorach Hamsaas Parnasas. So Ma'usha Yisu Kol Matfila. But if it's already Achaz Manalot Hashachar, but he says it really you shouldn't do that. Ma'usha Yeshul Chatzibas Mitzvah or Tzorach Mitzvah Vagdomus Nisiosa. And then he quotes that from the Tzamer Rebbe. And the Tzamer Rebbe, not like what Rav Moshe said. Rav Moshe says, you can decide wherever you want to die. And then this is my destination. Put it in the GPS. And then I'm davening, even though that's not really the reason why you're... Well, nicely, you're going to daven, so you can... I want to daven. But the real reason is because you work in the city. But Rav Moshe said, okay, so you have a right to say, I'm going to daven in the city because this is where I decided to daven. And that's not called, but I'm going on the derech to daven. That's a little, it's a little schwer because that's not really why you go on the derech. You go on the derech because that's where you work and you're doing it. Okay. That's what the Sama Rebbe said, it's maybe better even to daven b'yechidus. As Monday morning people, maybe they should daven b'yechidus. Yeah. But that's the... So Rabbi Tzir Abashol has this chiddush that has to be at least an hour and a quarter. If it's less than an hour and a quarter, then that's not derech. And the Kloisenberg is Kiddush, as the prophet has pointed out, is that for Derech, even a mitzvah, it's, in other words, that's because that's not why you, with any questions, even in a mitzvah is mutter for the Israel of Asiyas Chafatzot. But even if you're saying it's a mitzvah, but Lamaisa going on the derech is more chomer. Unless you accept the minute of the Ramah that the Truma Sedeshin rejected, but Ramah still quoted it. So, I mean, Lamaisa, that's the minute of Olam is the, you know, is to go on the derech. Like my son, I had a couple of them in Broyers, they have a car. It comes from Lakewood. They go every morning. But they come to shul, and they dive in Washington Heights. And they live in Lakewood. They dive in Washington Heights. My son's Rebbe this year. Rebbe before. And the whole car.
Load of, oh, I can't answer.
Yeah, exactly. Still does it.
Still does it.
My son's 7th grade Rebbe. And his 5th grade Rebbe. They're all from Lakewood. Because it's hard to get a Stella in Lakewood, or somebody, but if you're willing to come to Washington Heights, you can get a Stella. Washington Heights. So if you live in Lakewood, it's not so easy to be a Rebbe.
Well, maybe that's better. It's a Rebbe, it's Lamatira.
Yeah, so that's what Rav Goodman said to me. That he's davening with the Talmidim.
Yeah.
So,
what's that? Davening at home first?
Yes, right. So that's the question. I'm not so sure the Sama Rebbe would say it's okay.
Also, what's better, Lamais? Let's say somebody lives in Muncie or lives in Lakewood and there's the bus. They dive in on the bus. Is it better to leave early, drive in, dive in the shul, or is it better to dive in on the bus?
Is it better to dive in Yechidus? This Sunday, they asked me to say a shiur in Great Neck. So the shiur was like 9:15. So I had a choice. Either they would send the car for me to come there to daven with them at 8:30. Or I could daven, I was in the Lower East Side for Shabbos. I could daven local. And then the car will come afterwards. After I finished davening local. But I didn't daven in the Great Neck, I daven local. And then from there. For some people, you know, they want to go up to the mountains. So they drive, say, at least to Muncie. Then they'll daven chakras in Muncie. Because if you go to Muncie, you're already almost in the mountains. Davin Muncie, but you live in Brooklyn. Davin in Brooklyn. So the Kloisenberger was, he says, yeah, you only had to daven if that's really where you go. That's really where you go. You're really going for the bris. You're not going for the daven. You happen to be the daven, but you're really going for the bris. Because it wouldn't have been a bris, you wouldn't be, if they would tell you, you know, the bris was canceled for some reason, you're not going to be going to the davening. I don't know, but, you know, Sudas Mitzvah maybe makes some sense. So, but the minhag ha'olam is to be making. So you can say that either you could say that you're relying on the minhag of that the Truma Sedeshin quotes, even though he rejects it. It's the wrong. But more close, you could maybe rely on that, or you could say that you're going. Like for Moshe, you're going for davening. You're also going for that. But Lamaisa, you're going for davening. Okay, so, and then you have Rabbi and Abba Shaul, but that only works if it's less than an hour and a quarter, then you could do that. Well?
Just nothing.
Yeah, because he's borrowing what Derech is in other areas. And he's... Yeah, but the people in Lakewood is going to be longer than... Lakewood's longer. Okay. But the push-up shot seems to be that you...
Is there also an end of not doing things before?
Pashas, I don't want to say, but Pashas is probably should have a bichidus at home, like the Samaritans.
No, I'm just saying, is there?
And then coming there, but hey, the minig is not that way. Minig is to be makom. The people who come from the parnasa live wherever they live, but they work in Manhattan. They come here. So the.
But
maybe you're violating an issue. Maybe by going on the derech, talking about tefillah. So maybe the tefillah caused you to violate an issue. Maybe it was not right. But in other words, but you're violating an issue also, maybe. Okay, but it's it's interesting. Then he says, it's also a Kiddush that he says on page 25. Sibas Ritzon al-Hakdim Nisyasum G'day L'Hayi Natzel with a traffic. So he doesn't like that cooler. I mean, that's the cooler that everyone uses. Page 25. Okay, what can I tell you? But there's a lot of interesting. Another question I think we're going to take in the future is if you're going for Parnassa, so is that a hetzer? In the Hanami, you're going in the Derek, you're going for Parnassa, you're down. Okay. Maybe that's a mitzvah. Parnassa. Parnassa is a mitzvah. Parnassa. But we'll have to see. That's a coming back. I don't know what's the next one we'll answer. You see, Rav Harfenis writes on page 26. He says, "Yemeisha is a heter l'sasek b'tzrochot tov l'tfil after shomer mitzvahs brachos." Just laugh shop here, though. He doesn't. I mean, I think he quotes from Ben Zion Voss's Tshuva that. Okay, so these are the okay, Rabosai. So Be'ez Hashem, it's good to see everybody. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll continue packet tests. Okay, everything should be well. It's good to see everybody. Thanks,